Just one touch from Jesus. Just one touch. One. Lift your hands high. That one touch changes your story, changes your history, changes your destiny, changes your situation. Lift your hands up.
Alone to her.
Father, let your touch happen to someone here today. Let your touch happen to that woman. Let your touch happen to that man. Touch somebody, heal somebody, deliver somebody, liberate somebody. Lift your hands high. At a count of seven, you place your hand on your head and scream the word touch, expecting a breakthrough, expecting a deliverance, a healing, a visitation, an encounter. Something that changes your life forever. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus. One! Four.
5, 6, 7. Again, lift your hands. At the count of 7, you place your hand on your head and scream, touch. Father, let someone's life be changed. Let a touch happen. Let a deliverance happen. Let a liberty happen right now. In the name, that's right. It's happening already. It's happening already. It's happening already. Something is breaking already. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Precious name. Lift up your hands high. Something just happened. I see a demon of misunderstanding between man and wife. Misrepresentation. Permanent tension. You say something, it is misrepresented. And I see that happening in relationships where people misinterpret what you say, misconstrue what you say, misinterpret your motives and actions. Lift your hands.
I take authority over that demon. I see the demon of backwardness where you find yourself all the time in your father's house, where you grew up as a young child, as a teenager, where you find yourself back in the village, or find yourself back in your old secondary school, in the room where you slept as a teenager, as a young man. I take authority over that spirit of backwardness right now. Your yoke is broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. The spirit of backwardness, the spirit that takes you back to the village, back to your family, back to your secondary school, back to your past, back to your history, is arrested now. Put your hands high. The spirit of the dead, the spirit of death, the spirit of the dead, the spirit of death. Dead relations, people who have died long ago, seeing them again afresh in the dream of the night. I take authority over that spirit of death and that spirit of the dead. Your yoke is broken. Your tenure expires. Lose your grip. Get up now in the name of Jesus.
That resistant migraine headache dies now. That breast lump and pain dries up now. Thank you, Master.
Arthritis of the fingers dies now. The spirit of deafness and the spirit of blindness in one eye, blindness of both eyes, your yoke is broken right now. Bones are healed. Bones are getting healed. All manner of joint conditions and bone conditions are getting healed. Father, we give you the praise.
We give you the honor. We give you the adoration.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. And give him a big clap and a loud shout of victory. Everyone who had an encounter this morning, you had a healing this morning, a deliverance this morning, your case was mentioned, and you are healed, even if it wasn't mentioned, and you had an encounter, quickly step forward here and let us hear from you.
Oh, Lua, etobi, etobi, oh, etobi, oh. Oh, Lua, etobi, etobi, oh, etobi, etobi, oh. Oh, Selita, Lepisha, Kawere, oh, etobi, oh.
Testimonies and thanksgiving service, and you are meant to receive your testimony, and you are meant to celebrate in advance of your testimony, and so don't wait for anybody to ginger you off. Just be ready to celebrate God.
Oh,
While ministering this morning, you took authority over the spirit of death and the spirit of the dead. He said just last night before this morning, he wrestled with a late friend. And then often and again he sees himself in his village, life characterized by struggles. If he must achieve anything, it is through struggle before he can get anything headway.
And today it is over. Lift your hands. Jesus' name.
Our sister,
every spirit of the dead looking for you and the spirit of your past looking for you, today they are broken. Yes.
The spirit of setbacks. He says almost every night she goes to bed, she'll see herself writing exams in her old secondary school. Never had to pass that exam for once. Life also a struggle. Then while the ministration was on, she said she saw herself standing by an old mud house, similitude of poverty, penury, and then she saw herself waving that bye
to the mud house.
Bye-bye to Jabba Jabba. Bye-bye to Nyama Nyama.
Bye-bye to Nyama Nyama.
Bye-bye to Nyama Nyama. Bye-bye to poverty, yo.
Bye-bye to poverty, yo.
Bye-bye to reggae, reggae.
Bye-bye to reggae, reggae.
In the name of Jesus.
Bye-bye to poverty, yo.
In the name of Jesus.
Bye-bye to poverty, yo.
Bye-bye to poverty, yo.
Bye-bye, bye, 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 bye.
Bye-bye, bye, 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 bye.
Bye-bye to poverty, yo.
In the name of Jesus.
Bye-bye to poverty, yo.
Bye bye to of the spirit of death.
Everything taking you back today, the link is broken. The link is broken. You shall go forward.
The spirit of death and the spirit of misrepresentation. That every now and then, any time she closes her eyes, she's always seeing dead persons. And as to mention of the spirit of death, living people, that spirit left her. And no relationship she has ever entered that's working.
What happened? Tell us.
I've had marital delay and... you know, every time I'm in a relationship, it's as if I'm being, anything I say is being misconstrued. You mentioned that, so misrepresentation. And then even at worship on Wonders Night, as we were praying, I felt like I saw somebody wearing exactly what I was wearing, but I didn't come out on time when you were saying it. I felt like I saw
And today what happened?
today, that's it. I just feel like that spirit of when you mentioned it, I thought I should just
lift your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of impersonation, every wrong identity, every wrong label on your life, today, by this deliverance, you are free. Power of the Holy Ghost. Let us rejoice and be glad. Give the glory to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let us rejoice, oh, let us rejoice and be glad. Give the glory to God for the marriage of the Lamb has come. Halle, 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 hallelujah for the Lord God is your name. Halle, 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 hallelujah for the Lord God is your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah for the Lord.
Rejoice and be glad. Give the glory to you. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. Let us rejoice and be glad. Give the glory to you. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for the Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, giving the glory to God for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah for the Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah, hallelujah for the Lord God Almighty. Somebody give him a big shout of praise. Please, you are going to take it all in a row because of time. Take your seat 1 minute. Sharp, sharp, sharp.
You took authority over the demon of misunderstanding in marriages. She came here with a marital challenge that has lasted for 10 years. At the shout of touch, she said she felt fire came upon her and the body took off.
It is over in Jesus' name. Next. We don't have eternity to do this thing. Please be fast.
She came into church with pain on her back, terrible pain that lasted for a while. At the mention of that word, the pain was gone.
And the head is also free. Head is free on the right, on the side. Power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Go ahead.
Our sister said for over 10 years, she keeps having an encounter where she sees herself in her old neighborhood where she grew up. Not only that, she equally had encounters where people keep collecting money from her hand. Her business is not working. But at a shout of touch, she fell under power and she believes her case has been
over settled. Forever. Please give us very, very clear, defined things that happened, not just fall under power.
While praying for her, you just spotted that, even though it wasn't mentioned, come here, that there was also pain on the head. She just confirmed that now. Terrible pain, terrible in the head there. The word came.
Step forward here. In the name that is above every name, everyone here today with any hidden affliction in your body, wherever it came from, is retrieved and refired back to sender. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, out! Jesus' precious name.
Yes, sir. The couple said since January they've been suffering from spiritual attack. At the same time, they will have seizure on the left chest. The two of them will have seizure on the left chest since January. And when you said touch, the power of God came upon them. Both of them fell down at the same time and had that sharp pain take out from the left chest. And both of them now are free.
Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. It's over forever. It's over in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Sir, you mentioned the spirit of misrepresentation. This is our pastor. He said 2 months ago he had a dream when he saw a python in the night. And then after that dream continued. And he has been having serious issues with his wife. It's affecting the ministry currently. Every time, even up till last week, the same thing happened. And said he came in here since on Thursday for the vigil. And that word was mentioned. And he believes he's returning back.
Over in Jesus' name. Please, sir.
Sir, look at her legs. Every 20 years, this affliction comes on. 1970, 1990, last year happened. She couldn't stand long, couldn't bend.
But 19, every 20 years.
Every 20 years.
1970, 1990.
And last
this
year.
This affliction is now 52 years.
Yes,
51
sir.
Years.
Yes, sir. Sir, she cannot stand long, and her joints were paining her. But now the pains are gone. Not only that, she's standing. Not only that, when the word came of afflictions, she saw a hand pulling worms from her legs.
Powerful.
Heap of worms.
The worms that entered since 1970. 51 years ago. Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Sir.
51 years ago. Everything the devil has deposited in your body. All these years. They are coming out now.
Sir. Not only that, her daughter is suffering the same thing. She saw the hand too, pulling the worms out of her daughter's
head. Every generational curse, ancestral curse, deposit from hell on your life, on your family, on your children, is leaving now. I saw fire just now. Fire is burning something just now. Lift your hands and just, that's right. I saw fire just now. Every area of your life where the fire needs to burn an altar, every altar that needs to be set on fire, every affliction that needs to be set on fire, every cancer, every tumor, every disease that needs to be set on fire is on fire now. Hola, hola, hola. 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 Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Jesus, every satanic altar every establishment from the gate of hell, every work of darkness fighting my life and my destiny, resisting my life and my destiny, catch fire. Fire! Fire! So shall it be. So shall it be. So shall it be. We had diverse testimonies here. Several people are standing here, all healed and delivered from diverse afflictions. And to the glory of God, the testimonies are established. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Hold on just 1 minute. I mentioned the breast affliction. Is there one who had that affliction and was healed? Yes, what was wrong with her? Fast.
Yes, sir. She came into service with a pain at the right side of her breast for about 1 year now. And that sharp pain at the lower part of her abdomen.
Lift up your hand.
Mention the case.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Return back to her. From where you came. In Jesus' name. Somebody with arthritis involving the finger. Finger that is finding it hard to bend with pain. The power of God healed it and it is free. Is the person in the front already? Or the person is... Yes, right there.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, all the glory is shed on our way.
Sir, Mr. Buna, for 2 years, suffered from arthritis on that hand and couldn't bend it, couldn't write with it. But now he can bend it and can write.
He can bend it now and can write for 3 years. Arthritis involving that finger. God has healed it right now. Give the Lord the praise. Give him a bigger clap and a shout of praise. Even the sister here too. Yes, another one is coming. For how long? For 3 years now. Which one? Couldn't bend.
Yes.
Bend it now.
It will be paining me like fire.
Are you just looking like that? Give the Lord. Yeah. Power is upon you. Bring her here. Over here. Leia Gadiga Lagayaga. Yes, mother. Interview that mother. Yata Fite Prete Sika. Lift your hands. And the leg too. And the garment of reproach is off your life. Go, shame, reproach. Power of the Holy Ghost. I use that as a point of contact for everyone here. With every form of reproach garment on your life, whatever my Father has not placed on your body is arrested now.
And this woman is overwhelmed. Absolutely overwhelmed.
Yes.
She, for as long as she can remember herself, from childhood, she's had this arthritis, all 10 fingers. She couldn't move them, excruciating pain. She's just totally overwhelmed. Move the fingers, let us see what you can do now.
I can't imagine this. I can't imagine this.
She can't imagine what God is about to give you a miracle that will blow your mind. Are you just sitting? Jump up with a shout of praise. Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah. You can dance your way back your seat. Only you can do. Just a minute. Is there any of you that was healed of ear or eye? Anyone that had an ear or eye healing can step to the center here. Let's find what happened to you. Eye or ear healing right here. Now dance that. Dance for 2 or 3 minutes. Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do.
Only you can do.
What the man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do.
Only you.
What
only you, only you, only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you, only you, only you, only you, only you, only you, Jehovah.
Only you, only you, only you, only you, only you,
I announce, I prophesy, I decree, I declare now. What will shock you? What will amaze you? What will confound you? What will blow your mind beyond your imagination? Jehovah shall do it for you today. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat.
Sir,
please find out what happened to that woman. Yes.
Our sister Alheri, you just prayed for her about the arthritis on her finger that got healed. And then while praying for her, you said the garment of shame and reproach was set on fire. And I asked her if she could relate with that declaration. She said, in her 400 level, in her 400 level first semester examination, the invigilator walked straight to her. The summary of the notes that she had done, mysteriously, can't explain how it got into her purse. The man walked up to her, opened the purse, picked it out. That was how she was discharged from the university without a certificate, 400 level final year student. Nothing working, and that wall just located her.
Oh my God. It is well.
Father, this shame is cancelled. This reproach is cancelled. God, who knows all things, who understands your motive at that time, is going to give you a change of story. He's going to give you a change of story. Is going to give you a change of story. That man must be a definite agent of the devil. He went straight to the post, opened it, and not that she was using the script or doing anything with it. Mistakenly, it was with her in the exam. Went straight for the post, picked it out. Say, out of this class, 400 level, final year, last semester. All your years in the university ended. You will not labor in vain. You will not bring forth for trouble. The devil will not end your labor in shame. You will not labor in vain. You will not bring forth for trouble. The devil will not end your labor in shame. In the name of Jesus, Sister Alheri, I prophesy the recovery of your years. The recovery of your years. The recovery of your wasted years. What happened?
Sir, for 4 months, this eye has been wrapped up, sealed, not seen at all.
This eye completely?
Yes, sir.
Not just blinded, but closed?
Yes, sir. But at the mention of the word, the eyes, as if something tore it open, and she can see now with the eyes.
You see my hand. Do what I do.
Four, five, one. You turn it down. You turn it up. You did like.
Hey! Are you just sitting and looking? Stand up on your feet, people. She's overwhelmed.
Everything that is closed in your life by the power of the God who opened that eye that was blind. Everything that is closed in your life is opened up now. Everything closed in your life, closed in your family, closed in your destiny, is opened up right now. I call it done. Congratulations. Who came with her? Who is she to you? Your neighbor. Give the Lord the praise. Onye keruwa ndewo imela kine kena ndewo onye keruwa ndewo imela kine kena ndewo ndewo onye keruwa ndewo imela kine kena ndewo onye keruwa ndewo imela. Give the Lord a praise. Congratulations. Are we true,
sir? When you mention the year, this lady is 25. At the age of 9, the right ear got sealed up. She couldn't hear well. If you want to talk to her through that, you have to really scream. But at the mention of the word, sir, the ear popped open. She's overwhelmed.
Incredible. Ay, ay, ay. What am I?
Sir, 2 years ago,
just a moment,
she's overwhelmed. Congratulations. Congratulations. Is this the year? Close this one.
She's overwhelmed. A miracle that will give you tears of joy is about to happen to you. A testimony that will give you tears of joy. Go ahead and give him the shout of praise.
An amazing testimony here. Sister Alice ate banana in a dream 2 years ago. And when she woke up, she lost the use of the 2 ears. She was deaf in the 2 ears.
Ate banana in the dream
2 years ago.
And banana, dream banana, deafened 2 ears.
Yes, sir. She went to the hospital and communicated by writing her.
Communicated by writing.
Her problem. They gave her drugs. Since then, her friends' relation used to communicate with her.
They communicated with her by signs and by writing. Sir, because of Dreamland Banana.
Very pathetic. Very pathetic, sir. She came to the service this morning. All with these loud speakers. She didn't hear anything.
With the loud speakers and everything, she heard nothing.
Nothing. So, but as the word came forth, fire came upon her.
Hey!
And something left her. The 2 years popped up.
Here, popped open by fire. Are you just sitting? Are we in church on a Sunday morning or a crusade ground or something? And you are just sitting Sunday morning crusade. Anybody who knows Alice is her name, who knows her, can step forward and confirm if you came with her. Communicated with writing.
The friends didn't come today. We will want the friends to eventually, subsequently, confirm. Today is testimony and thanksgiving.
So
on a day like this, we only come to celebrate. So if I'm going to say one thing, it's just going to be very brief. So don't be relaxed about time.
Okay, sir.
Oh, mamma,
Stand up. Incredible dreamland banana that deafened 2 ears. It is called African technology. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed.
She's not writing now or giving sign now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give the King of Kings. The Lord. Stand up on your feet. Give him a shout of faith. Father, we give you the praise and the honor because you have done all things well. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord 1 minute. On a day like this, like I said, the last Sunday of the month, especially from the days in Area 1, is testimonies and thanksgiving service. And we come to celebrate Jesus. To receive the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy. Now, very, very quickly, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. All the way to verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous and boasters and proud, blasphemers and disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. As we step out of the month of February, even in our testimony on Thanksgiving service, we want to just quickly look at hindrances to the life of dedication. Just stepping out of the month. What are the things that can hinder our life of dedication? Understanding those factors that hinder the life of dedication. The Bible makes it clear that as we approach the end of the time, the end of times, it is going to become increasingly difficult to remain dedicated to God. Increasingly difficult. The word perilous times refers to strength reducing times. Increasingly difficult to remain dedicated to God. What are those factors that can hinder, that can hamper, that can negate your dedication and my dedication to God? Number one is societal influence. The influence of society. We already read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, all the way to verse 5. And then you have Exodus chapter 23 and in verse 2. He said, thou shall not follow a multitude to do evil. Societal influence. What is societal influence all about? First, it is the temptation to belong. Oh, I have to belong. Second, it is the temptation to do what the multitude is doing. What they are doing. The temptation to belong, the temptation to do what the multitude is doing. Thirdly, it is the fear of being labeled antisocial. Let them not say I am antisocial. Let them not say I am not normal. This has made a lot of Christians, a lot of children of God, to lose their dedication to God. Beloved, you don't need to belong to the crowd to make sense on it. You don't need to do what they are doing to become who God wants you to become. There is no need to fear being labeled antisocial. For as a matter of fact, it is better to stand alone than to stand with the wrong crowd. It is better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong crowd. Societal influence. It doesn't matter what people feel about you for as long as God feels all right about you. It doesn't matter what people say of you for as long as God is all right with you. Societal influence is number one hindrance. Number two is comparison with others. Comparison with others. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and in verse 12. He says, for we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. We saw how Elijah compared himself with those who went ahead of him. In 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 4, I am not better than my fathers. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life. For I am not better than my fathers. I have done what others have not done. So what is the matter? What is the issue about comparison? First, it is using the commitment of others as the standard for personal commitment. You cannot use the commitment of others as the standard or benchmark for personal commitment. This is what my brother, and this brother is on fire, this is how he is serving God. So if I serve God like that, I'm all right. Not necessarily. Using the commitment of others as benchmark or standard for personal commitment. Second, it is using the zeal or the passion of others to justify personal zeal and passion. When you use the zeal or the passion of others to justify your personal zeal and passion, look at where that person is and see where I am. I'm not doing too bad. Are we not all in the same church? Using the zeal and passion of others to justify personal zeal and passion. Thirdly, it is the decision to bring your commitment down to the level of others. You decide to bring your commitment down to the level of others. All right, I come to this departmental meeting all the time, and they say we should come by 5. I come by 5. Nobody comes till 5:30. So let me just start coming by 5:30 as well. You just try to bring your commitment down to the level of others. So nobody is giving, and I'm doing all the giving, and nobody is praying. I'm doing all the praying. No, sir, you cannot do that because you have a different account to give to God. The Bible says we all, every man shall give the account of his life. You are not going to give the account of other people's lives, and nobody will help you give the account of your life to God. Everyone will give the account of his own life to God. So you cannot use anybody's zeal, anybody's passion, anybody's commitment, anybody's fire as a benchmark for your own. You can't do that. So, societal influence is number one. Comparison with others is number two. And thirdly is earthly mindedness. When the mind of a person is centered on the earth, it is not possible to be committed to God. Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 1 to 2. Colossians chapter 3. And in verse 1 to 2 said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not of things on the earth. Let your mind be settled above, not on the earth. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the living God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't level yourself down to the level of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What does this do? I will just say one thing and then go over. Earthly mindedness refers to a heart that is choked with the affairs and issues of this life. That heart is choked with the affairs and the issues of this life. Heart choked with the affairs and issues of this life. And once that happens, the heart becomes bankrupt of passion for God. Bankrupt. In Matthew chapter 13 verse 22, talking about the seed that was sown on among thorns, he said, he that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. These are the kind of people, when you talk about fashion, they come alive. You talk about football, they come alive. You talk about this game or that game, they come alive. But when you talk about spiritual things, zero. It's choked. Earthly mindedness. We must come to the point where we realize that this world is not our home. We are just passing through. The things of this world are to help us prepare for eternity. The worst thing that can happen to anybody is to come to the motor park and settle. Is to come to the airport and just remain and leave. Am I communicating at all? How many of you know that there are people at the airport who have never traveled anywhere? My wife and I, we used to see one man at the airport. The other day she said, this man has wasted over 20-something years of his life at the airport. He's just hanging there like hanger. He's not an airport taxi driver. He's nothing. He just remains there. I dare you, I don't think he has flown once, even from here to Akwanga. But he has been at the airport since we came into this town. He will just be hanging around you. Do you have a chance to drive? Nothing. Nothing. So the devil has a way of useless-sizing people's life. We have tried to lead him to Christ before and invite him to church. He said he belongs to another religion. Wasted life. That is what happens to a man when you come to this world and you decide to settle instead of taxing to the next level, eternity.
everything we have, every money we have, every cloth we have, every position we have, everything we have is to prepare us for our ultimate home.
For I will never, never stop my journey halfway, halfway, until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, never stop my journey halfway, halfway, until...
Societal influence, comparison with others, earthly mindedness are among those factors that prevent people from being dedicated. I'll look at another three in the second service, and that includes ungodly company. You can write that as number four. Ungodly company. And then the fifth is the life of compromise. The life of compromise. We hinder people from being dedicated to God. And then number six is self-first mentality. Instead of God-first, this one is self-first mentality. I will explain those four, five, six in the second service. My counsel is do everything you can. Do away with everything that hampers your dedication to God so that you don't live a wasted life. Do away with everything that hampers your relationship with God. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are this morning. Father, we give you the praise.
I need every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can be the fault. I need thee, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Lord, bless me now, my Savior. I come to
everyone here today in need of surrender to Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for your life? Stand upon your feet, carry your Bibles, and quickly come forward here. You saw the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, and all manner of miracles happened here this morning. And you are saying to me, Pastor, I want this miracle of salvation to happen to me. I want to be genuinely born again. I want the yoke of sin broken off my life. I want an addiction broken. I want to rededicate myself to God. Don't be the last to come. Be the first person to come. I'll give you the count of seven. One.
Take
something faster. Lord, I give my life to you.
Lord, I give you my
keep coming. One.
Give you my soul.
Two.
All here for you. Alone. Every
every moment I'm away.
Moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody say,
Lord, I give you my soul.
Two.
I live for you.
I live for you.
Three. Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Everybody, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you
alone.
Every moment I'm away. Every moment I'm away.
Yeah, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
I give you my love.
I give you my soul.
every man may have my way.
Jesus, have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Let me give a second call to everyone. Hold on for a minute. Everyone, you are bound by an addiction of sin. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, gambling, lying, cheating, duping, Indian hemp. You say, I'm tired, masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality. I am tired of this sort of life. I want to be free. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front. I've got my mind made up. And I will come back because I want
to see my Jesus
someday.
I've got my mind made up.
And I will turn back because I want to see
my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind
made up.
And I will
turn back
because I want
to see my Jesus someday.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world. Oh, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye,
goodbye.
I have made up my mind to go God's way.
The rest of my life.
I've made up my mind. I made up my mind to go God's way. The rest of my life. Thank you, Master. We give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the adoration. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. And the grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.